I wanted to precede this with tongues, but when I didn't do it right away, he just started in with it. And when something like this, don't be surprised with the things that you're going to begin to see in a not too far future. For many things that you've been waiting for are about to arrive at the door. Oh no, not rhyming. So be strong and know that you've stood with some of the best, because Satan, he held not back in some areas of tests. So rejoice and be glad that you've won in an area that'll begin to come forward, for you'll see what it'll result in as this year goes by. For some who thought they'd never be caught off guard will be caught off guard. And some who've heard and left because of time spans and unbelief and the many, many things the devil uses to destroy the word. Many, many of these will be surprised. But I'll be able to move in their midst also and confirm and make glad. For the major thing that you'll find coming forward is two things that I am. I am truth. I am truth. And I am love. And these two things you'll see come forward very, very powerfully, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you and worship your name and give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. I exalt you and lift you up. And with all my heart, I'm glad. I'm glad. In 40 years of ministry, okay, 39 years and a half, and testimony close to 50 years. After this long, when you receive something new, you should get excited. After a season of ministering on a foundation for 40-something years and anointing 50, and you get shown something new, that's quite an occasion. But we have been contending for, as you know, we prayed enough in the Holy Ghost to receive the mysteries and know what's been made available to the church and know what God can do in a town like this, and even was motivated by different visitations from time to time to contend for this faith that was once delivered to the saints. That years ago, I still remember the shower I jumped in, and because I had the vision in the shower, I was getting ready to go do the meeting. Didn't get up early that day. And I don't know, I was just in there showering and kind of worshiping God a little bit and this and that. And all of a sudden I saw a belt. I mean, it was a vision, but it was like of the earth. And all of a sudden I saw this belt form around the earth, and people were trying to get through to God and they couldn't get past that belt. And in our case, way back then, he was letting me know he wanted a revival. He said, "I want one." Well, then I thought, oh my goodness, that's the principality of the air and the powers that's stopping it. Because I would see one person pray, and pretty soon they'd just get their hand through. They'd come back and God would use their hand to heal people. And some of them stuck their mind through it and came back just teacher of the day. And I'm saying, oh, that's the realm of principalities and powers of the air that they're getting past in the vision. And he says, no, it wasn't. That's your flesh. I said, what? He said, that's flesh. Of course, the devil uses it. Well, then somebody broke through. I didn't know what they broke through with, but I did know when they broke through, they glowed. They just glowed when they come back with the glory that was on the other side of the dark side. And their whole person glowed with it. So I said, what was that that you broke into the fullness of on the other side? Because when they came back, I mean, they had a revival and the city caught on fire. And then flames would shoot over to another city and kindle it there. And it would explode there. And there'd be one there. And it was spreading all over the place like that. Well, I knew that the anointing that came back had to be something good. It'd be goodness, the whole spirit man glowed. And I'm thinking, what is it? You know, just what is it? What is this fullness that we can come back with? Sometimes the things that would keep me going would be the many visions he'd give me. I'm used them enough, but I don't care. That's why you give them to me. This little kid represented all little kids with his condition. Twisted up. Sometimes maybe blind, can't talk, can't walk. Too little to blame them for their faith. Look through the scripture, you have to justify. He was moved with compassion and healed all of them, but of course, and then the first churches, the apostles were trained by Jesus himself. So of course they all got healed when they come in. But we can't blame it on the child. Can't blame it on the Bible. It says it's done. How do you explain to the little child? Sorry. Sorry. Are you putting us under condemnation? No. You have to take condemnation. No, I'm not. But how do you tell a little baby, you know? How come I'm not born like you? It just happens. God loves you. He loves you. Just happens. Okay, let me try to find a place where I could bring him where Jesus is ministering. Where I get a plane or something. Where could I take this baby that I know I can bring him home whole? Do you live under condemnation? No. No, I don't. But I'll tell you this. If I found somebody like that, it's just you bring them to his meetings, and all the kids leave whole. Maybe he wiped out a children's hospital the other day. So. I tell you what, my child, I don't care what it cost. Sell my truck, my house. I'd find that guy. I'd find him. I would find him and bring my child. Well, you know the trail that put me on. Remember the testimony I gave 2 or 3 weeks ago? Since I saw you the last time, I took another hit. I'm not going to talk about it today. But his intent was to kill me again. This isn't really edifying church talk, is it? You need a Cadillac or something? I can take a big old offering right now. You like that better? I took another hit, but like I said, that's another day. But coming up to this door, if I could just park at it again, while in Brazil, the time before or the last time, I had a visitation on the 12th floor, 10th floor of a hotel room by about 15 devils that come into the room. And now, before that, I've heard devils speak out loud. In fact, they were saying and trying to get me into the sensationalism move of gold dusting and all that. Anyway, I beat that, but I never saw a devil, fallen angel, never. This time, they came in the room. And how'd you like to wake up to some guy sitting in a chair staring at you? About a foot taller than you are, maybe. My first response was to move my hand. I opened my eyes and I saw it, and I moved my hand like this. And then he said to somebody else, "Look, he moved his hand over his heart. Do you think he knows that you're going to kill him with a poisoned dart?" That's just not a very happy alarm clock. But by the time it was over, they tried to put a curse on me and do a whole bunch of things like that. But by the time that was over and we run them off, they tried to hang around and chant for a period of time. "We're going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you." Well, after I got back, I found out why they attacked at that particular time, because we just made it through one realm. And praying in tongues, the mysteries, when they couldn't give you what fasting does, the praying in tongues puts the key in your hand to the fasting door and locks that. And then fasting and praying in tongues gives you what you need at that point. And then when praying in tongues can't give you what you need to understand how to really offer your soul in the altar of God's word, it opens the meditation door. And on down the line, until all those equipment has come under your foundation, because we're believing for revival. So finally, I got to the end one, and even it opened the door of love, where enough love poured out on me to make me dangerous. Dangerous to wonder why And I would have went Carlton on you if it had left that level of love on me when I didn't have the mortification I needed. I'd have went Carlton and just said, there can't be a hell. Do you know how much God loves you? So he pulled back on that, and I finished up that realm. Then walked out the other side, and those devils were supposed to stop me from looking through the next door for the next part of this revival we're heading for. But they failed, and the door opened, and I looked to the end of a long road. But it had a safe on the other end, like where the wall is. A great, big, master bank safe. And it was open about a foot and a half. And light was spreading out all over. And I said, what is this? I knew. He said, that's what you're looking for. That's the fullness of my love. He said, that's the fullness of it. Well, I did know some things about love from the last round. Like perfect love casts out fear. Never fails. I found out if it's the love of God, your love for God will love your brother too. If you don't love people, you don't love Him. So is this revival? I mean, is that what really brings one that has a duration? It has a yes. Yes, when the other mysteries and understandings and foundation also has been put under you. For God is what? God is what? The love is one of the 10 attributes that make up His one essence. He is. That's what He said that He was. He is love. Well, when that love begins to manifest, where you can feel it, what form does it take? Compassion. What was Jesus moved by? And what did He do when He was moved by compassion? How many? That's too big to shoot at. I'd rather do that. He was moved by compassion and He healed all of them. I love it when Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do also. And then He pauses and says, and greater works will these you do, because I go to the Father. You know how that was explained to me? Because when He goes to the Father, then we're going to do greater works. I said, you mean in magnitude we get to walk on water and stuff like that? Yes, you can, and depending on what you're going through or what you're under. Where you're going. You mean we'll raise more of the dead? We'll do more than Noah, the preacher, said? He wasn't talking about that. It's because there's millions of people that'll be loose spreading the gospel. The works I do, you'll do also in greater. So that's what he's talking about in greater. And I thought, oh, that's not very exciting. Then I understood, the works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these, because he added, I go to the Father. Well, what he was talking about is what was lost in the garden. Did you know that you have the power to do what he couldn't do at that moment? Is minister a new nature to somebody? A new nature? I wonder what would be the best way to get about to a billion people to ask for it. I wonder what would be good. Well, Jesus was moved by compassion and he healed how many? For when that love of God starts manifesting in compassion, let's talk about that for a minute. This is when that second door opening, that I was returned for 1 minute. And I slipped over to that place where it's done for 1 minute. Have you ever seen a movie twice? But you know what's going to happen. You know, if you've seen Walker, Texas Ranger, the guys are going to get beat up. But there's five of them, it does not matter. Their skull is softer than a boot traveling at 100 miles an hour. They're going down. How do you know? Because I know. Do you have any doubt? No, would you bet on it? Yes, I'll bet on it. How much? A billion do? They're going down. My chances of missing that are zero. Well, I can't help it. He uses those kind of examples that I understand. I was Walker, and I was walking to a children's hospital. You get it? You don't have to wonder what was going to happen. You know. You know. See, I knew. I didn't have to ask. Well, it was somewhere along that time. I've lost time. I've lost everything. This last time he tried to kill me, I lost time. But don't be afraid. I'm here. If I'm not afraid, why should you be? He's more afraid of me than I am him. I can tell you that. I wanted to know how the fullness of his power worked. Oh my God. How did he walk up to the kid? And you know, what gives you a whale of a confidence like that? Where in the world does that come from? What joins itself to the Word and you? You leave a legacy behind in the Word. What? What comes together? Happened in the Hurley Church here, and he healed them all. Brought them to Peter and those. Are we different? Are we worth as much? We sang three songs and quoted some verses and got out by noon. Won't he heal us? Did you see Alan teaching this morning? You know what he was teaching out of the mysteries that's been stored in him from praying in tongues? If you ask him, you had that all planned and notes all over the place, didn't you? No, he didn't know what he was going to say when he got up there. Don't make that a habit. Because you'd have to change the place you're walking. But what if you didn't have a Bible and you was looking for the crusty letter that was read about 3 months ago from Paul's? Well, you go to the neighboring place and you preach what you know and what you prayed out in the mysteries of the Spirit. It'd start coming on you. You could say, well, I'm prophesying, or you're translating a mystery that you prayed into existence. But it would be the Word. Yes. Devil can't afford a plague break loose in the church of praying in tongues. Everybody would stop the stupid stuff. Get out of it. Start understanding mysteries and begin to walk in faith. Well, your church sure looks like it. That's because we didn't cut in line. So what'd you see? I don't know. Gary kind of had a vision of the second man, Adam, and God preparing him. And it was something like that, only different, because we see the same thing, but different. I saw that chromosome that was connected with the atoms and things that made up a child. And I'm wondering, was this Jesus? Not exactly this one, but it was like it was the program for the girl, the program for the guy, the boy being a boy, and you could. And there was one chromosome that glowed. And I was wondering, what's that chromosome? Well, of course it wouldn't be glowing if he didn't want me to mark it. So I did. And he said, that chromosome is the love of God that is born into your nature when you're born again. Just like you wonder where your glorified body's coming from, the spiritual DNA of your new man. That's why it's a transformation. It glowed. It glowed. And it was part of the new nature, all the attributes that he is. And we have his nature. But I looked at it and it belonged to you. It belonged to you. God has his love, and he gave it to us, and it's programmed into our new nature as part of his nature, but it belonged to us. And that's what amazed me, because as this guy grew, some of them, that capacity for love got bigger than others. And this person that had got born again, God would come and visit. And when he did, he would love them with the love he had in the love they had. But yet it was still separate love, but could hold the love of God. And I said, what are you trying to get over to me? And it was this. Run me down again. Oh, do you love me? Do you love me? Of course you do. I programmed that into you, robot. Go sit down. What makes it the fellowship that it was your choice to raise your hands, your choice to love him, your choice. That's what makes it fellowship. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fellowship. You're just another robot programmed to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. He knows what you're going to say. Does he know you're going to go to hell too or not? As a need-to-know basis, he could change every pattern of your thinking. Well, what if I married John? Well, you'd be doing this 10 years from now. Well, what if I married Jake? You'd be doing this. On a need-to-know basis, yes, he can spread out into the future like that and tell you a destination. But need-to-know, but fellowship is not fellowship if you're a robot programmed to follow me around and tell me you love me. I don't care if I was God. I want to know that this fellowship is coming from you. I want to know. Well, this is when I saw it. I saw God's love come in and start filling that love. And the love that we had got filled up with his love. Then he turned around and used the faith that we have in that love that's been programmed by his love and turned around and wiped the hospital out. Hallelujah. Why? because it was our faith. It was coming from us. He was using it, but it was in the fullness of His love because He came in. We let Him mature us in His love and walk in it. So He took where we were at and turned around on the disease and was moved with compassion and started healing that child. Her to explain the interpretation. See, you can't continue to pray in tongues steadily that you'll not provoke an attack against you. For the worst thing he fears is your understanding of the Word of God. And he fears as much of that as the love that would bring this forward. This is why he'd say things like in Jude, "Now earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints." It's no use saying that if you're not going to tell them how to contend, which is in the 19th verse, says you don't have to be as those who separate themselves, sensual, devilish, having not the Spirit, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith above that mess, keeping yourself in the love of God. Sure, give me a lifetime to find out that I was praying myself into a position for revival. But to understand a sustaining revival, the love certainly had to be mixed in there. To understand a revival which you're not destroyed in. I know the part that love plays. For these many interesting things that we said, you'll begin to see. Stand fast and hold on, because they are within reach. Once again, when I walked up to the impossible, which may hold the children of the state, the entire state, if it's a specialty hospital, you're reaching out there pretty far, aren't you? Yeah. The other place was great. But I know what's available. Yes. Can you imagine the chaos of the hospital, the mayors, the mamas, the daddies, the scientists? Can you imagine what they would do? Scientists couldn't disprove it. The medical couldn't deny it. Has that happened? Yes. Yes. Are we reaching beyond a little bit here? Yes. But don't worry about it. We're on the trail. What I've waited for years to find out, what I'm getting to know now. And again, Jesus was moved by compassion and healed them all and went on to give his life for us. Well, God so loved the world being translated as us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life in the right place. You already have that. You'll see Adam. There's no human being ever come into existence that isn't somewhere right now. Nowhere. So one more time. I saw the love separated not from the new nature, but for identification purposes, to know that it's in there. And it's a love that came from his nature. But it belongs to me as much as my new nature does, that I receive from him. And as a part of what God does in you, and then later when you stand before him, we'll know what happens. But one more time, love casts out what? All fear, and never fails. So when I saw him pouring in and my love expanding to receive his, until it got up to where that the love that I walked in here and authority turned him loose and to be moved by that compassion and empty that hospital. So I can't hardly wait to continue on in this. But this hit that I took the last time, I don't know, probably the closest to death I came. I don't know, I wasn't there. But we'll talk about it someday a little. Only thing we need to know now is he's more nervous than ever before, but who cares? And we're closer. Who cares? Hallelujah. I don't care. Studying history again, some of the things that happened to these guys, I'm starting to understand. The devil just doesn't sit there and smoke cigarettes while you go by him. He likes to be close to fire. What did he say? The sower sowed the word, and Satan come after a vacation in Florida, a couple of tequilas, cruise in his destroyer, and then he stole the word. No. Sower sowed the word, and Satan come how long? How long after? Immediately after. And oh yeah, you're going to go out and sow the word in the midst of miracles and everything and go unnoticed. Hallelujah, Jesus. You sound like you've been through some scary things. I'm less afraid of anything than I've ever been in my whole life. Who cares about an experience when you don't have fear?
I'm going to just shoot you and get it over with.
We'll have to talk about that, but if you kill me, all that was just an early departure. Hallelujah. Glory. I can't stand it. Hallelujah. Can't stand it. Satan, come immediately to steal the word. Well, he has to be nervous about the fullness of this love. If you don't have any fear, we need a lot of theology on the next part. He said it never fails. No fear. No fail. What does love do to your faith? You would think love was the power gift. Freeze it.